the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 9 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, a new bill in the state legislature would pay local law enforcement agencies to help ICE catch migrants. Republican Assemblyman Paul Kenitra says a police department would get up to $7,000 each time it helps to detain an unauthorized immigrant who is successfully deported.
The cost of supplementing this and assisting local police departments financially to help send them back to, you know, their countries of origin is just going to be a drop in the bucket compared to what they're costing our taxpayers now.
Kenitra says the money would come from programs and financial resources that migrants are currently getting. A federal judge is declining a request from 14 attorneys general to temporarily ban Elon Musk from accessing data at 7 federal agencies. 14 states asked for a restraining order to block Musk's Department of Government Efficiency from firing employees and gaining access to sensitive records. The group of attorneys general argued the power granted to Musk by President Trump is unconstitutional. But the judge said the AGs hadn't shown specific examples of how DOGE would cause irreparable harm to the states. Two fights broke out at the Menlo Park Mall in Edison Saturday night, leading to the arrest of six teens. Police say the first fight broke out just before 8 p.m. One teen taken into custody there. The second fight started when a group of teens tried to rob someone of money and a sweatshirt near the Hollister store. Police say the victim fought back. The teens fled, but five were arrested a short time later at the Metro Park train station in Islam. Union County is launching a new recycling program for clothing and accessories.
The county is partnering with Helpsee, a leading sustainable clothing and textile recycling company. Designated drop-off bins are now offered in Scotch Plains, Summit, and Plainfield. Collected items will be repurposed, keeping them from landfills. Helpsee is a New Jersey company based in Eatontown. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time 9:02. Fast traffic is next. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 9:07. Now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
We'll be stuck in the freezer for another day here across New Jersey. Highs only make it to around 30 this afternoon. Skies clouding up this time around. Winds will stay light. Now, a storm system clipping us from the south could produce some light snow in southern New Jersey late this afternoon into this evening. It's going to be very limited, maybe a coating to an inch on the ground somewhere. Otherwise, calm and very cold overnight, lows mainly in the upper teens. Better chance for snowflakes tomorrow. Spotty showers in the afternoon, up to a coating of accumulation anywhere. Mostly cloudy and still frigid, highs near 30, bumping into the mid-30s on Friday. New Jersey weather made possible by W. Danley Electrical. Are you prepared should you experience a power outage? A Generac generator by W. Danley automatically activates within seconds, keeping your lights, electronics, appliances, and heat on. 0% financing for 18 months available. Visit Danley911.com.
Right now, Scotch Plains, 18 degrees. It's 19 in Belmar. Mays Landing, 20. Download our free app. Take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7 and get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.